Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. A new fungal disease of soybeans may be heading to the Dakotas. Red crown rot has long been a fungal disease in peanuts, but in the late 20-teens, the pathogen jumped to soybeans and is expanding its range across the Midwest. SDSU Extension State Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires reports red crown rot was confirmed in western Minnesota last year.
So as the name suggests, you start getting red crowns on those plants. And if it's really developed, you'll be able to see the little fungal masses that are producing spores, and they're also red.
In severe cases, red crown rot can cut yields by as much as 80%. Shires explains red crown rot drops pathogens in the soil where they impact seedling growth, although visual impacts don't manifest until closer to harvest. Researchers suspect the disease has been spreading across the Midwest with soil movement, so those who farm in areas with confirmed red crown rot are advised to be proactive.
We've been really cautioning those people to do everything they can to clean their equipment and try to make sure that they're not moving soil from one field to another, because it definitely could hitch a ride.
Shire states seed treatments may be effective in managing red crown rot, but genetic resistance isn't available and foliar fungicides are ineffective against the pathogen. As for the 2026 soybean crop in South Dakota, Shires advises cleaning tillage and planting equipment thoroughly if farming in areas with confirmed disease, scouting fields throughout the growing season, and contacting extension specialists if disease symptoms are detected. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.